Hey everybody, it's Andrew Ross, another session of Indie Garage Live here with Murray Voth again. Now, Murray and I have been talking a lot about the virtual world that we all find ourselves in. And yeah, we'd love to get together with our cohorts in the automotive aftermarket. For a lot of us, it hasn't really been possible. You know, we had chat here at Indie Garage. We launched the Great Canadian Aftermarket Trade Show, a way to help the industry connect over the summer in ways that we haven't had the opportunity because of the restrictions on face-to-face meetings. But Murray, as a trainer, you've had to make some pivots as well in connecting with your client base. Isn't that correct?
Yes. Yes, I have. I sure have. The two main things that I do is have what are called RPM mastermind groups, which is groups of about 10 shops that I coach, and we take a look at numbers and KPIs and all kinds of best practices. And then the other is a smart course, which is the service management, service advisor type training. And I've taken them on to Zoom. And the smart course, the first one I think went relatively well, but the second one that I'm in the middle of now is way smoother. I've now got my timing down and, you know, learning to manage the camera and manage, you know, all the class and watching their, you know, eyes to see if they're learning and the hands going up. And each session actually gets better with them because they get to know each other and they get to know each other, how they communicate, right? So I've actually been very, very grateful that my client base has been willing to do that. But one of the things that we were talking about before that I've discovered that has been so cool about the digital world is when I coach people in the group or in the one-on-one setting, I say, you know, show me your desktop, you know, on the topic that we're working on, whether it's an accounting issue or a software issue or whatever, show me what we're working on. And I'll go, oh, there. That's the thing that we're, you know, there's the thing that you need to fix. And they're like, oh, right. I didn't see that before. And I've never had that ability before. I mean, yeah, you know, people bring their laptops to the live sessions and, you know, they're great meetings, a great interaction, but we don't, you know, I don't look over their shoulders. I'm not looking into their digital worlds of what they're working on. And we're all talking out of our imagination, right? We're all discussing things conceptually as opposed to, you know, show me your desktop, you know, show me that problem and we'll walk it through. And I'm really enjoying that piece of it.
Yeah, it gives you some real visibility into, you know, whatever their process or how they're presenting things in the market. I know that, you know, one of the things we've talked about in the past is, you know, not just the inspection processes and making sure that you're, you know, doing thorough inspections as part of your standard procedures, you know, as a, frankly, a good business model, but also how that's presented now in the world of digital vehicle inspections. You know, there's a lot of latitude on how you present that information. You know, you were mentioning that you uncovered some opportunities for how some shops have been kind of missing opportunities and how they presented that information.
Yeah, well, I got to be really honest about as I lead into this thing about digital inspections, that this digital way of doing things has uncovered some of my assumptions. I have assumed that people have understood me, or I have assumed that they're doing it the way I've seen it done in other places, right? Mm-hmm. So let's really, you know, I'll be really honest, is my eyes have been open to my own assumptions about stuff. So we, you know, I was working with a gentleman, you know, some concern about his digital inspections, just weren't getting the results that he thought. I said, well, show me one, right? Let's have a look at it. So he pulled it up on his screen and boom, the first thing that came up was red. You know, all the other ones I've ever seen, regardless of the brands that I've seen, have always started with green. You know, your car is in good shape. There's 75 things that are good. We have these two yellow things here that you need to plan for. And now we have the two red things here, one of which you brought to us this morning when you talked about that noise your vehicle was making.
Right.
So let's talk about these red things and the price and get you going on that whole piece, right? And I would have never known that they were doing it that way. Because I assumed that you could only do it in the other order, because some brands only do it in one order and other brands allow you to rearrange it, right?
Right.
And so for me, it was a fun session. And as we ended that piece of our work, you know, I said, well, I'm kind of curious, why did you choose to put it in that order? And he said, well, I guess typical technician turned shop owner, we always told the customer what's wrong with their car first, right? And you know, but the latest in the consumer or the client experience at a shop, you know, the research, the experience of the leading shops, is that you tell people what's good with their car first. You know, it's about making decisions, not about selling them work. Right? It's about making good decisions to look after this expensive investment, right? Anyway, so I had a riot with that. But
older vehicle, who wouldn't want to be told, you know, even though they've brought the car into the shop because they recognize that there's something that's not quite right or making a noise, as you said. And who wouldn't want here, you know, to be told at the outset, you know, you've done a really great job of taking care of this older vehicle. It's in really good shape. You know, there's a couple of things, you know, that you got to look at, you know, for down the road. And of course, you know, we're going to look at, you know, what this is that made you, you know, make the decision to bring it into our shop today. And thank you for doing that, as opposed to, hey, Mr. Smith, boy, you've got a big problem here. And that's the first conversation you have with them. I mean,
how many times do service advisors or owners or technicians start with, oh boy, do we have a big problem, right? And the customer's heart just goes to their feet.
Yeah.
Right? And as opposed to, man, I really like your car. You've been looking after it well, you know, and then lead into the conversation about their concern that they brought it for or the things that you've identified, right? So, but you know, I have to tell you, Andrew, watching all my clients and listening to the industry and hearing, and I don't know, you know, how much you've been hearing about shops, how busy they are or how, if they're still even, you know, reopened and stuff like that. But I have to say, in general, because there are exceptions to all of this stuff, but in general, all of my clients that are on a digital inspection platform, and I would say probably 90% are at this point, are probably having a better go of it since the reopenings and since the pandemic than those that do not. They've been able to, I think you use the term pivot, to helping their clients with pickup and delivery, training people on how to use the night drop system, you know, the drawer in the wall type of thing with the envelopes. And lots of them are now buying these key boxes. I think that company, I should get a commission from that, whoever that company is in the States that sells those key boxes. I don't even know the brand, so maybe I won't get a commission there. But they're buying these key boxes with a combination lock on it, and the customer gets a text with the combination. They paid their bill digitally, some form of digital payment, and they come and unlock the box and take their key and go. And the consumer, many of the clients are like, this is awesome. I don't know. This is the most convenient thing possible.
Right.
Is, you know, I don't have to sit in line at a lube shop. I don't have to wait in a big department store style of shop. I can just drop it off at night and pick up when you tell me, whenever it's convenient for me. So, but here's the latest. I thought of this before. We talked about, you know, engaging in technology. There's a shop in Ontario that service advisors were telling the owner that they missed the conversations in person with their clients. You know, really, really nice shop, friendly people on the counter, and really solid place. And the advisors were saying, we missed that. So they got some video app. I wasn't familiar with it, that engaged with his own software, and they were using video chat to converse with people. Don't remember the name of the software, but then I was talking to, and I don't know if you know Mark LeMay, mm-hmm. the technical trainer. He and I were in a Zoom meeting together, just talking about some of the challenges of our mutual clients. And he didn't remember the name of the shop or didn't tell me, but he said, there's a shop out there now that's putting a Zoom meeting link in the estimate and the digital inspection that goes to the customer. And if the customer is, you know, and explains to people, just click on that link, and they're now having Zoom presentations, right, about the, with the service advisor over the digital inspection and stuff, sharing the desktop and the whole bit. And I just thought to myself, well, how simple is that to add a Zoom link to every digital inspection? The technology is there, right? So, you know, there is that's just another minute on this topic, talking to another client yesterday. And she says majority of her clients love the pickup and delivery. Her door still isn't open. She's busy, but it's all pickup delivery or the drop-off system. But I was telling her that there's, you know, I have clients who say that the customers still want to come in, that, you know, when are you opening your doors again? You know, they want to come in. They're having to limit people because there's so many who are wanting to come in the shop. And I said, you know, it's interesting how there's this need on the part of some people to socialize, right? They are missing that interaction. And so she asked me the question. She said, Murray, do you think it's an urban-rural thing? And so that's, I'm actually creating a survey for my clients this weekend, and then I'm sending it out on Monday. And I'm going to ask the question, because maybe it's possible that just culturally, the urban folks, we've gotten more used to digitization. I don't know. It's just a presumption, I guess. Mm-hmm. And maybe rural folks. But I have a feeling I'm going to get mixed results anyways. But I think the concluding thing that I would say to this that I've identified for the driving public is this need to be at the shop. Like, why do I have to be there? Like, a lot of them are saying, I don't know why I used to wait. That was a waste of my time. That was dumb. There's that case of transparency where people want to watch or they want to see or they want to be shown, right? Okay, I get that. And the digital portion has almost replaced that. You almost don't need to be there. But the thing is I've been teaching this actually for quite a few years, that we as a society, we have to physically be at most of our appointments. Like if I go to the doctor, I have to physically be present. If I go to the dentist, I have to physically be present. If I go to, you know, my chiropractor, I have to physically be present for that appointment. So I think when I give somebody an appointment for their car, I think the assumption is that their car is meeting my technician and them all at the same time, just like the doctor.
Right, right.
And I've been teaching my clients, I would say for 7 or 8 years already, separate it. Mm-hmm. The drop off is one little piece. The consultation, which is, you know, what do you need? How can I help you? Is a second conversation. The technician repairing it is a third conversation. The paperwork is a fourth, and then the pickup is a fifth. Mm-hmm. And now digitally, you can break that down, and get, and so many clients, consumers are just so thrilled with the new way of doing it.
Absolutely, yeah. Cool. We're definitely, entered a new world, and as people both within the industry and the customer base become more familiar with these tools, obviously under difficult circumstances, but they're not going to overnight unlearn those things. I mean, I think we'd all like to see, more face-to-face contact when it's necessary, but to not have that be a barrier. And I think it's been really incumbent on the shops out there to be innovators and to find new ways of doing these things, break down the barriers to their customer bases. And those barriers aren't necessarily from the outside. If they're busy with work, can we work around that? Can we come get your car? And these things, have been learned over the last short period. And I'm hopeful that those things that make sense will be hung on to. So, that's really all the time we've got today.
Okay.
We're going to talk about more of these things down the way at the Great Canadian Aftermarket Trade Show. We do have a service provider panel slated for July. We're going to talk exactly about those things that we've adopted during this period, and which things are we going to keep and which things maybe we don't. And I look forward to seeing you, Murray, on the panel, and lots of attendees taking a look live and in the recording for it following.
Awesome.
All right, Murray, thank you again for your time.
Okay. Take care, Andrew.
We'll talk to you soon. Remember, lead with the good when you're doing your inspections. It'll help the mood of your following conversations about the things that really do need to be fixed with your customers' vehicles. All right, everybody, be safe, be strong.